You just are recording. Will that be on it?
That's on.
Okay.
That won't be on it, but that's it this time.
All right. Has everybody had a chance to read the minutes of the previous meeting? December, Floyd. No, I guess I sign it, I guess. That's because we're doing it now.
You need a motion to accept the minutes?
Floyd, are you still looking through the minutes?
I've read them already. I don't know if I did open them.
Yes.
I make a motion that we accept the December minutes. I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded that we accept the meeting minutes for the meeting of December 19th. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Do you want her to sign that special one, too, for the 10th? Mm-hmm. Right behind that's the 10th.
The audience?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Brian Mabry from Elkhart mm-hmm. County Planning. There is one rezoning request that we have for you that has gone to the Plan Commission last month in December. This is for the property that belongs to Thomas and Gwendolyn Groves. And the property is at the intersection, well, near the intersection of County Road 8 and the railroad, kind of make an X, and it's on the east quadrant of that X. I have an aerial photo if that might help you out with the location a little bit.
That's this one.
Yeah.
It's kind of going to just past the railroad tracks on the second house. Yeah, second house east of the tracks, if that helps you. Locate it. I'll try to provide Bill with these aerials next time. I should have done that. I know you think you have the staff report, though. Here is County Road 8, which is Elkhart Street on the other side of the tracks, and then these are the railroad tracks here. And then the property is this this area here. So there's a house right at the intersection, and then this is one house over to the east.
Can we pass that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Thanks.
The request is to go from M2, which is the one of the intense manufacturing zoning district, to R1, which is kind of the standard residential zoning district. From what I understand, the petitioners need this rezoning in order to enable financing from a buyer for the property. The property is surrounded by M2 zoning, but has RV parking and self-service storage, agricultural uses, and residential uses in the area. Originally, when this was presented to the Plan Commission, the staff recommended denial, but the Plan Commission at its hearing in December unanimously recommended approval, and so it's your final decision as the town council to approve the zoning or not.
Mm-hmm. So they changed it from denial to approval.
Correct.
Great.
Any discussion?
That makes it pretty easy.
I think so.
I'd make a motion that we go ahead with the County Plan Commission's terms.
Second.
Yes.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. We accept the County Planning Commission change to R1 of this property. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And I think you're the petitioners, right?
Yeah.
They'll have to, as a matter of law, have one more reading on it next month, I think, before it can be finalized. Am I saying the right thing?
Not here.
Oh, okay, yeah. So you can sign the ordinance now?
Right.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad I brought it then. I was thinking that you...
If you bring the recommendations and they approve it, mm-hmm. all they're doing is...
They're approving the recommendation.
Right.
That's it.
I don't have an ordinance number or anything. I don't know.
You'll have
116. Mm-hmm.
You can take care of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll pass it around for signatures. There's three copies there.
Mary, what number did you want to...
Where's your map back?
16.
Thank you.
1-16-14. Brian, weren't you here last month with
I was...
You talked about it.
No. Last time I was here, I talked about Bristol Park for Industry or something like that, I think.
Okay.
Remonstration, they have to go to the county to remonstrate against it. When you have your hearings, when you put it out for hearings, that's why you have 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
If there's any remonstrators, and that's why they open it up over there, and they have to have two hearings over there.
Maybe I have an extra one there. I think it's only 2 pages. Did I put it? Give you more than 2 pages?
No, it's just 2.
Okay. Yeah. Is there anyone else in the audience that has something? Linda.
I'm back again with the sign. The sign came to visit us yesterday, or this afternoon, like this evening. I don't know, about 4 o'clock. What was it? Floyd and I and Kyle got the opportunity to see the sign. They had it mounted on top of a truck. And the 19 pixels or whatever it is. Looks really good.
Did you get a copy?
I did go down by...
Oh, I know, but I thought they were leaving. That's what I'm...
Profleet.
I went down by Profleet, and that sign looks really good. And they came and they tried the radio, the antenna, the radio
wireless
antenna, and it worked. And it has up to 80. They had up to 80%.
80% is what he said.
For the receival of it, and so.
So does that mean only 80% of the sign will work?
No.
I didn't see...
Is there a minimum or
I
something?
I've seen the $40,000 sign.
But how much?
It was
60,000?
It's all Mary's $60,000.
But when it says 80% receiving, I mean, what is there...
So that means it will.
Within what ranges do they...
The 80%, I know you were going to ask.
He had an 80% signal.
But
right.
He said that is a good receiver.
Excellent, he said.
That's good. Yeah.
Anything over 72 is good.
That's what I want.
Radio.
Okay. Anything. Okay.
There, Mike. Thank you, Mike. So he said that it was... So I'm again here to say, what do you guys think? Should we want the 19, the one that's 19, the one that's $16,000? I think is what all of us have talked about, and I just want to know if that's what you guys think. I want to know if we can.
I also seen the $16,000 sign. It looked good too.
Well, I don't know if you guys want to.
Well, as I understood it the other night, that's probably the best one for the money.
Yeah, I think it is.
And then that brings up something else as far as funding it.
Yes, that brings up, we'd like to take that out of the rainy day office.
What about the Parks non-reverting fund?
Mary, what do we have, 30,000 in it?
I don't think you can use that, can you? Can you use the Parks non-reverting?
I think it has to be capital.
Yes.
It has to be a capital purchase.
Yeah. Let me pull out the ordinance on that. Okay. Didn't I give you a copy of that once, Linda? I know it can be used to purchase property, but I would think that a sign would be, but I thought you wanted to keep that for something.
Well, we'd like to keep that for something.
It can be used for property or capital improvements or buildings or anything of that sort.
Right?
We used 40,000 or better than that when we put in the steps. That was 43,000, and the pavilion over there was 45,000. That came out of non-reverting, so it can also be used for buildings or land acquisitions. Mm-hmm. But
what is a sign considered? It's not considered equipment.
No, but it'd be a permanent fixture. You could use it for that, but you could also use a rainy day. It'd be simpler, probably. You're going to want that park non-reverting anyways. You've used quite a bit of it. What do you say? There's 31,000 left?
In the park non-reverting, you mean?
Because there was.
I don't think so.
31,193.
Yeah. That's only 16,000.
Yeah, I know. But that takes, you only put 90 a year in that. It takes a long time to build that back up.
Yeah. Mary, did you find out if we could use that fund for the sign?
3,000. We put in 9,000 last year, but it takes a
that's
while.
The ordinance.
Okay, so we can use theirs.
189,000.
You could, but you don't want to deplete it.
Correct.
195.
Correct.
646.
So I'm asking you guys to.
With that fund report,
we'd like
Ron,
to buy
how
that
much is
sign.
How much is in the rainy day?
And
195, I think, though.
195,6. Something like that.
Right.
What I was wondering is the a cost of the sign, does that, how much is it then going to be for like installation?
It's all, that's it.
That's an entire package.
Entire
up
package.
And running, yes.
And you said 16?
Mm-hmm. 16,000.
Well, that would not deplete their fund.
No. If we go half on it, mm-hmm. which is what was requested, mm-hmm. you'd only be taking 18. Eight out of it.
Eight out of each.
Right. So you'd still have 24,000, mm-hmm. 23,000.
16,122.60 for that
total.
Sign.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's everything. Yeah. That also comes with a company support system, and so if they can get training for it, so they mm-hmm. can learn to utilize it to its maximum efficiency, and that's 6 days a week. That's all included in the price.
5-year warranty for the sign itself, 2-year warranty for their labor. Talking to the Fox Fire, this was actually the Fox Fire, wasn't the person, wasn't Brian that was here. Well, he was mm-hmm. here too. But he said that very little maintenance has ever really had to be. They've got signs that are 16 years old, and they still haven't gotten into any of them because there's been nothing wrong with them. Mm-hmm.
What so I understood him say the other night is if they have bulbs go out and all of that, LED bulbs, they just replace the sign. If there's
well,
they don't have to be near as many hours.
This particular sign had three times had mm-hmm. a bulb or two out, and they replaced a panel, and then they replaced another panel. The third time when they asked to have the third panel, they sent them a whole new sign.
Sent them all new panels.
Yeah, mm-hmm. or whatever
right.
that is.
Yeah.
So you did talk with the rep from Watchfire?
Yes, talked with him.
Okay. That was yesterday or today?
Today.
Today, about 4 o'clock, right,
yeah.
Floyd?
Right
also, he was here with the sign?
Yeah, he came here with the truck with the mm-hmm. sign.
Then
that
it set up high in the back of his truck. It looked nice. If it was off the ground about that fire.
Well, since we can use part of that other fund, what do you say you'd like to do?
What fund will we take our half of it out of if we take
rainy
half
day.
Of it out of there? The rainy day.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Linda, let me ask you a question. Do you have, obviously, your concern is for your non-reverting fund to maintain it. Is there a future expense that you foresee, and that's why you want to do rainy day on both sides?
Well, we have a 5-year plan that
you're working on, I know.
Yeah, I mean, the restrooms are going to be over $10,000. We've got we need to do the parking lot down there. There has to be something addressed on that parking lot.
Right.
That's going to be about $2,900. eventually, we wanted to put in a grown-up fitness place down there. We've talked about that. We wanted to reestablish the trail that went back down to the river down there behind Cummings. It was a nice walkway, and this time reestablish it so it doesn't grow up, and you know, let's make a permanent thing like the walk trail that we have.
You said your restrooms are going to be 10,000, or
probably. I mean, oh, I don't know, okay, what you got more of an idea than I do.
Well, I'm working towards that end. I didn't know if you all have set your mind on something, and I don't know about it. I'd certainly like to know.
That's what we were thinking around where it would be.
Well, it's going to be way more now.
After that, yeah. Okay. Well, after that, we're the next thing that we wanted to try to address was we've had so many people ask for skate parks, skate bicycle combination park. We want to relocate the basketball court to Congdon Park. We wanted to get rid of the wood tables and get all of the ones that match all the other new equipment that we have. I mean, those are just little, you know, some of the things that we had planned.
But you're saying this is in over a 5-year period. What are you planning just within 2014?
The restrooms, and we need to address the cracks in the
tennis courts.
We have to address that. We have got to do something about that parking lot.
How much money do you have in this year's budget?
140.
How much?
130. $4,134.
Okay.
Yeah, $134.
And what is that specified for? Do you know? I mean,
well,
other than
just
this $31,000
for us to actually work with, besides the things that we need to pay the people, mm-hmm, and all that kind of stuff. We generally only have about Mary. $15,000.
That's about what I would have said, Linda.
About $15,000 to do anything in a year's time is how much money we have.
So if you use your non-reverting fund, mm-hmm, this year, then how does that get funded for the Parks Board?
We put $9,000 back into it this year.
Every year. $9,000 is transferred from operating. It's appropriated.
Okay.
And goes into the
when you look at this, and I don't want anybody to be mad about me when I say this, but that sign is 90% town stuff, not park.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So you guys have to realize that.
So if we put all the money,
you know,
in it,
asking us to pay any of it is a little bit.
So if we put all the money into it, then the town owns it, not the park, right?
Well, the park is part of the town.
Well, I understand that.
We're all here together.
Well, I understand that. But in the future, then...
It didn't come out of the park budget, did it, Mary?
Who bought the original sign? Who paid for that? The town?
I think Rainy Day.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it don't make any difference to me.
And I know we all have things we need to do with our money. I know we all do, but ours is such a little bit that we don't have a whole lot to work with. And we're trying to lure families into this town. We need to give them facilities to do the things that a family would want to do.
Well, as far as
we need to stand on the side of the road and say, does this smell like chloroform?
What does that mean?
Nothing.
I don't understand that. Hey, you're over my head.
Went right over your head. I don't want this to be an argument or anything, so I'm just going to make the motion that we take the funds for the sign out of the rainy day fund. Do I have a second?
Second.
You have a second, but in the discussion then I would like to say in the future, if we have a problem with it, this office can, without consulting with the park board, mm-hmm, take care of it.
Absolutely.
Does that make sense?
That doesn't hurt my feelings.
And it could be
my board's
because
feelings,
we did pay for it before.
Yeah,
you know, the original sign.
What I'm saying is, now it's in a park.
And we will charge rent.
I have one more question. Is
Can we sell the old sign? Is that a, was that brought up to the, like, the contractor?
Ron, that sign is, I mean, we...
It's not that old.
It. Oh, let me tell you. That sign is the second sign. There wasn't one on Cassopolis. There was only one sign that was like that. That, and that was that bank in Goshen, that the Goshen local bank, whatever the name of it. That's the only other place. That's the only other place that had a sign, electronic sign.
Okay.
And that's how old that sign is.
Well, I guess my thinking is this has been going on for some time that you've been having a problem with this sign. Can we not expedite any future problems with it if we just do it through this board instead of that? If we take the money all out of the rainy day fund.
Yeah.
Yours.
It's our sign anyway.
Okay.
We'll give it to
you. All right. It's been moved and seconded that we take the money for the sign, new sign, out of the rainy day fund.
Give me a dollar figure. I mean,
$16,122.60.
$16,122.60 is coming out of rainy day.
That's for option two, and that's a 19-millimeter sign.
Option two, 19-millimeter.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the company is?
Fire. It's actually Premier Sign.
Premier Sign is the contractor. Okay. The sign itself manufactures Watchfire.
Yes, I got that too.
All right.
Now, let me put something else on. If you're going to do this and you see any, the remote possibility that you might help her with other things at the park, this year.
I plan on helping her.
With the restrooms or whatever.
Financially.
Financially. This has got to be an additional appropriation. So this can't just be spent. You know, it's going to be another month because I have to publicize it. Then in February, I'll have to have the hearing for the ordinance to approve it. Then it goes to the state. Okay. And so why not think about something else to go with this, because it's an expense every time you advertise.
Right.
I understand that, but do you have any projects you would be asking for our help with that you know of now?
The restroom.
The restroom. That's what I was getting at.
Well, okay, let's take right now the parking lot. It's $2,900?
Yeah, we have to deal with it.
We have to deal with the current motion first. Oh. And then we can pull
out. I forgot that was moved and seconded and carried.
We didn't vote.
Oh, sorry. Okay. I already put my C.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye. There.
All right. Now we can bring up something else.
We can make a motion.
What exactly on the parking lot? Is they're just going to put the crush base down for this year? And compact it? Is that what you're looking at?
They want to go in and remove all the stumps. There's three old locust stumps in there. They want to grind the stumps out, and then they're going to take that down to hard surface and put limestone down or asphalt. That's probably reground.
Like that reground, because they did that over at Stealth, and it looks like it holds up pretty well.
But they want to take out the stumps. There's some old stumps in there. So those are reground. And they did get a quote, I think, from Nibrock or something, $2,800 or $2,900, something to that effect.
You have the quote from him?
Yes, I do, at home.
So, but you know it's $2,900.
I'm pretty sure it was $2,900.
Okay.
Could have been $2,600, but I think it was $2,900.
So definitely I would suggest, like Mary's saying, let's include that in there. I wish I could tell you what the cost on a restroom is going to be, but I'm right now, and I need to ask you, are you willing to do the $300 for this elevation blueprint?
Yes.
And estimate.
Yes.
And I found out that we don't have to have an architect involved. County told me that our contractor, who we choose to use, can go ahead and put the blueprint together, a cost estimate. They will have to send it down to the state for ADA approval. Mm-hmm. And he's got a program that has the ADA guidelines in it for how to, the specs on how it's got to be built. So that'll save us about $2,000 not having an architect. And also, Kevin told me at the county that he can request at that time, he can re-
if he requests in writing that the county will waive all the inspection fees. He said, we still have to come out and inspect the project. He said, but we'll waive all the fees on it because it's for the town. So I'm getting somewhere.
That's good.
What's your time frame, you know, as far as the bathrooms and that type of thing? I know that, that you can't do anything right now, of course, because of the... But what is your time frame as far as getting each of these projects done this next year? That's what I'm thinking.
Well, here's where we're at. Right now, we're at this point where they're going to commit to have a contractor put together a blueprint and a cost for the restroom. It'll go down, get if it'll go down state, it'll get approval down there, and then you'll decide if you want to request bids from other contractors. That's solely up to the park board. Mm-hmm. You can do that.
They'll have to, depending on the price.
On the price, yeah. Mm-hmm. And but at that point, though, you would be, as far as a timeline to start it, it just depends on how long it takes it to come back from the state. And I didn't ask Kevin, can you give me an idea? Mm-hmm. And but I told J&L Construction, I said, as soon as I find out what the park board wants to do, I said, I'll call you and let you know. So,
Do you have any particular time of next year that you're planning on, I mean, that you're looking at?
Done, we'd like to have it done opening the park.
Oh, opening of the park in the spring.
Now, are these going to be flushable stools, or are these just...
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you're going to kind of a cost factor.
You're going to have to worry about winter. And
you're going to have to be looking at a lift station.
Yes.
You're going to have to pump a lift station up to the sanitary.
That's right.
You can get the water where we're at, but you're going to have to put it pumped up, so it'll be a small lift station.
Right.
Now, I do know that on the sign he said it was going to take 60 to 90 days for
he
it to come
four
in.
4 weeks.
4 weeks for it to come in.
Four weeks.
Oh, okay, because yeah. I had heard more than that. Okay.
When we tell him, he said, I'll order it and he'll be here in 4 weeks.
Can they do it in this kind of weather?
Sure.
But after he installs it, he may invoice you and wait a week or two if you don't have your appropriations. Or mm-hmm. you could take it out of another fund and replace it if you had to when you get them, couldn't you, Mary?
No.
Mm-hmm. You can't? You couldn't take it out of general and then put it back in?
Kathy, the other thing.
Can't rob Peter to pay Paul.
The other thing on the restrooms, the reason we don't have a set timeline right yet is not only this part of it, but I'm as soon as we have all this in hand, I'm going to have a meeting with a private donor, and I don't know to what extent they're going to be involved in it, but I'm hoping they might pay for the whole restroom.
So, what would you like to do as far as the. Appropriation then, are we saying like 15 instead of the 8? Would that cover any?
Well, it'll have to be 16.
16,122
out of the rainy day just for the time.
Right, but I'm sorry. I'm speaking in an additional.
Oh, okay.
The parking lot.
We were talking about additional.
Yes, yes.
We know they want to do the parking lot.
3,000 for the parking lot.
Yeah, do that and then we won't know on the restroom until we get numbers back and everything. So
if you do the sign in the parking lot, you're talking roughly $20,000.
Right.
And you still have $15,000 worth of expense for upgrades of you know, that you could use out. You'll still have the $15,000.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That you haven't spent. But the $20,000 would pay for the parking lot and the sign.
Anything, so what do you feel? Should we go 20?
I think it's a good number. Yeah.
Well, all right.
The only other things that we have are like a small thing like a dog station.
Oh, damn.
And
a trash can. You said a trash can.
You were talking about trash cans.
There's another $500 right there.
$2,000 or $3,000 for we're talking about for the pavilion down there. And maybe a couple new
things. Well, let me ask you something else. Here's another project that was discussed last year. Now, is that going to happen this year? We talked about painting that pavilion.
We haven't talked about that, no.
Okay. Well, I know it was mentioned last year.
That was one of them that we...
On the list. All right, Mary, do we need a motion on the additional appropriation, correct?
Well...
A second motion.
Why don't I just include it in the first motion if you all agree on $20,000?
Yeah.
I agree.
Two items. The only other major expense would be the bathrooms. Okay. You don't know what that would be.
Yes, we all have agreed.
$3,000 for parking lot and 16. Well, that's 19,122.
Okay.
What you have left, you can buy a picnic table.
Mm-hmm. All right. Does anybody
I can tell you what one contractor told me a restroom would cost.
Yeah.
He was talking like close to 100 grand. I said, we're not building the Taj Mahal, pal.
All right, is there anyone else in the audience?
Yes. I don't know. Yeah. Never been here before.
You were here last month.
Yeah, I didn't say anything because I didn't want to speak. I was just, I think, contesting my water consumption. The past 5 months, it's been crazy. Like, my normal use was 5,200. The following month was 49,000 gallons.
Yeah, I'd say so.
You need to cut back on the showers.
Yeah.
That's what I told him.
And then it was 9,000, 14,000, 9,000, 9,000. And it's just me. I mean.
Wow.
So.
Residential.
Residential, that's correct.
Where do you live at?
1,000 Mallard Drive, Bristol, right in Riverwatch. And
it's those
the
ducks.
They replaced the meter, and I had a plumber come out, and there was no leaks, so I just don't know. I'm concerned. I mean, 50, if I can get a credit back on the 50.
Is that the one that we had copies of? Okay.
Because he was going to be
here. The guys had been out and checked it, and they said there wasn't any leaks coming through the meter.
That's what he said, and then they replaced the meter anyways.
So if there's no leaks going through the meter, somewhere the water's going after it goes through the meter.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. I just don't know what I just didn't know what to do. I mean, that was a.
When was the meter? Was the meter replaced?
Was it a month and a half ago?
Probably.
So what was the readings after the meter?
The reading after
the
meter.
Do you have those?
9,530.
9,530. 9,000?
Yeah, and my neighbor's got like 5 people, and their bill's like $45, and mine's 100 and something. And it's just me, so I don't know what to do.
And you said you had a plumber come out and check everything.
You guys had mentioned that there might be a leaky toilet or something, and they couldn't find anything. I don't have a water softener, so that's not using a ton of water.
Well, if there's a slow flow indicator on it and it's not turning, you don't have a leak.
Yeah, right.
And did the guys tell you there wasn't a leak?
They replaced the meter just in case it was a faulty meter, but I don't know if. But now it's $9,000, which I'm okay with paying $70-$80
bill. But that's still high for a single person. That's
right.
A lot of water.
Well, yeah. I'm single. Mine's minimum $25. You know, $25.
Yeah, there's.
He's got a 1-inch though, so his minimum is 47. I think.
You got a 1-inch.
You've never had a minimum bill, Anthony. So I.
No,
I'm not sure.
Like last summer, my highest bill when I was watering.
This is Anthony Glassman, by the way, everybody.
Like, even when I was in the last year watering, my highest bill was like $70 watering my grass. And then I got the $59,000.
Well, there's something wrong with that figure. I can tell you that, and I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with 59,000 gallons.
And,
you know what? That's 2,000 gallons a day.
Yeah.
You know, that's 100 gallons an hour.
Pretty steady.
Yeah. And I didn't think a leaky toilet would leak that much, so.
Well, a leaky toilet will use 100 gallons roughly in a day.
Yeah.
You know, 3 gallon an hour for 24, 70, you know, it's 90 gallons. But you're using 100 gallons an hour.
Yeah.
What I recommended to him the other day, well, I didn't recommend, I said what an option might be, and if you don't have your bills, I'll see if I can make head or tails of this, would be to take off the charges that there was $157. He's paid on it all along, too, but right now his bill at the end of December was over $300 because of the large consumptions, and he pays 70, 76, 170.
And
he's
that's affecting the sewer,
it.
Too. The sewer
oh,
bill,
yeah,
too,
it's the sewer
especially.
That's eating it up.
So I suggested
that we take out the great big sewer charges that are here, put in the average, and what did I tell you that would make a bill? I forget.
I don't know. It was under 200, though.
Oh, yeah. It was 150-something.
Yeah.
You've been paying something
like $70-something
a month.
And see what happens, and watch this consumption.
Yeah. I mean, I just started a new job, so I mean, I wasn't making a ton of money after I got laid off.
Well, $70-something dollars is plenty for a single guy anyway.
Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to tell. What I'm trying to tell you is there has to be a problem somewhere.
Right.
The
problem could be between the meter and your house.
Yeah.
But if it was between the meter and his house,
then it wouldn't read.
But if you shut everything off in the house, so there's there's nothing running there.
That's
and,
true.
And watch the meter.
No, it's
still running. The meter's still running.
The meter's at the house. In the house.
No, it's in the yard.
It's out by the street.
It's in the yard.
It's out by the street.
Shut off in your basement.
But you can find out.
Yeah, I'm sure I do.
But you can find out if there's a...
On that meter, there's a slow flow indicator on there that goes real slow on the inside. Not the big one, there's the little one.
Okay.
If you shut that meter off the faucet off in the house, that meter ought to stop completely. That should not move. And I'm sure John or Tim or whoever would have done that.
Tim was out.
And it wasn't moving when he came out, right when he, because he did another reading or something.
I don't
know. That's right. He did tell me that. He told me he was out there and he had a zero flow.
Right.
Zero flow.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with that figure then. You must, I don't know what it is, but there's something wrong. But he did tell me he checked that mallet. I remember that. 1,000 mallet?
Yep.
Yeah, he was out there.
So therefore, it's not, if he checked it with that valve, then it's not between the meter and the house.
But the problem is, where's the water going? He can't use it. You can't hardly use that much water unless you're 49,000
But if the meter's running up, the water's going through the meter.
That's what I'm saying. The water's going through the meter, but where's it going?
That's a good question.
You got a pool in the basement?
Huh?
You got a pool in the basement?
I wish.
Well, yeah, but even at that, if there's a leak somewhere, he's going to have a flood. It's got to be going through the meter.
I would say, yeah, if it's actually going through there.
Well, there was
but not only that, but when he put the meter in, he said the slow flow indicator stopped.
Right.
That tells me the water's only running when you're there.
Right. I know that. That's why I came in, like she told me to come in, an option to come in here and see what to do.
Well, the deal.
And yet you've also discovered that it's not running. If he shuts it off on the inside,
well, it wasn't running.
It wasn't running between the house and
so
his valve.
Got to use it somewhere.
And his plumber said that there's nothing in the house.
Well, Bill, down at the apartments, they had a bad leak between the meter and the apartments. But the water never came up, so you could tell it.
But what I'm trying to tell you is, Delbert, the meter wasn't running when he wasn't home, so that's telling me there's nothing going through it.
Right, the meter was running down there.
It was running all the time down there.
The meter and the house, even if there's nothing going in there, it still would be running if
the
leak was there.
That's exactly right. But down there was perking. It never came above the ground. It was perking down there. But
if
it might be over there, too.
His meter's only running when the water's on.
Right.
If it's on the outside of the meter, his meter wouldn't be running.
You have any outside faucets?
Well, yeah, it would still be running all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, I have two outside ones, but I mean...
Yeah, it would still be running when...
No garden hoses hooked up to them going down the street or anything like that?
Not lately.
Well, I think he should get some kind of credit, but we need to check that there's a reason.
Right. Well, they did replace the meters.
I understand that. Yeah. But normally when you replace a meter, your bill goes up. Meters don't run faster. Normally they run slower.
Okay.
You know, people complain about their bill and they want a new meter. And I said, well, normally when you put a new meter in, you get a bigger bill. I've never seen a meter run faster. As they get older, they run slower.
Okay.
So the best thing to do is keep an old meter.
I'm serious. They run slower.
Except for when it's saying you're using 49,000
But they don't go faster. Meters don't go faster. They always slow down.
But, I mean, I don't think the meter before that was old. I mean, the house is only 3 years old.
I understand that. Yeah. It's not a meter problem. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's not.
Well, I have advised him to back off the showers and the laundry and all this stuff. And
could you go over to your neighbor and take a shower?
It still looks that his average is a little high for one person.
Yeah.
So I told him we would, if you agreed, we would adjust it and watch it, but we're not going to adjust it again. If he's using that much water, then he's going to have to start paying more.
Well, can you do the same kind of a thing as you do in the summertime for irrigation to adjust the sewer bill?
That's what we do.
Okay.
That's what she had suggested to him.
I think you should, but I think we still want to check into that some more.
Okay.
I'll come out tomorrow myself. I want to just check. You'll be gone tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay, you make sure everything's shut off. I just want to see if that meter run myself. I want to know. I'll check.
Okay, cool.
And if it's not running, then we know the water's not going through the meter only when you're home.
Okay.
Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah.
1,000 mallet. Okay.
You want him to shut the valve in the basement off?
He don't have to. If the meter's running, we'll know there's water going somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'll check it personally tomorrow because I want to see.
Okay.
I'll do that. I'll do that. All right. I'm take a shower when you're in the snow.
I will check.
But there is a problem. There's no way you can use 49,000 gallons of water.
Very suggestive as far as adjustments
are concerned.
Yeah,
adjust the sewer portion.
Okay.
Do you need a motion for that?
Mary, you don't need a motion because it's just an adjustment in the bill, correct?
Yeah. Okay. I'll make a note of what we did.
Right.
Okay.
What I want to know if that meeting
yes.
I just I have just one thing. Okay. Actually, three little things. Number one, I just wanted to remind you that the Mason Hall is holding a ham and bean dinner on Saturday. I just put that up today. Also, that down at St. John's, they're having a community supper, which is a free thing, which the fire department's doing, and that is on the 26th. So if you all are hungry, I'm not sure what they're serving, but and one other thing, on Monday, this coming Monday, which is the 20th, at the library, they're having their pie contest, and from noon to 8 o'clock, they will be selling slices of pie. So I just wanted to remind everybody that that's going on, too. So there you go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else?
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
We'll check on it.
Mike?
Excuse me. Do you want me to go through all the numbers since you have the report? There's no one else in the audience that I said, so
no,
I don't need to.
Just hit the big.
Okay. This is the year-end report. I'll just, it does look good on numbers, but we just for information, we had 402 cases last year, which is down a little bit. The cases, we started out with three residential businesses, a business burger and three residential residents being broken into. And when the investigation, we really got on it, we changed our patrol techniques and we extra people out and they ended. We've not made an arrest yet. We've not made an arrest for ours. However, we did serve a warrant 2 days ago for a guy on burglary, and it's probably the suspect. It is the suspect we had, but we just don't have him on ours yet. So. Followed up by that with cases we had with Chins, and that's a child needed service, and that was our highest amount of cases next in line. And these are normally work for the Department of Child Services, and they take quite a bit of time to work normally. Of course, then right up with that was domestic violence of one sort or the other. Then came thefts and identity thefts, and fraud still continues to be a problem, and we just advise everybody to be aware and just know who you're giving information to. Be very guarded. Officer Moser and his canine partner Max continue their training monthly, and they made several assisted searches for other agencies, and they made 12 possessions of various drugs and marijuana over the year. We had 31 total alcohol arrests and OWIs, and we had 24 jailable license offenses, which means they were had to be felonies. So the guys were pretty busy with all that. And the big one was the biggest crime was the bank robbery, which Chief Deputy Albin is heading that investigation up. We've all taken part in it, but working that with the FBI. And we have one person in custody, and that's all I can say about that right now. But that investigation continues. Traffic enforcement, the accidents are up. As traffic's up, we had 83 property accidents last year and 6 personal injuries, which was almost double what we had the year before. I think when we get our new road open, hopefully that's going to alleviate some of our traffic problems, hopefully. For our public relations and activities, just some of the major things we did last year. And these would not have been possible without the support of our community and their annual calendar fundraiser, and the many donations they enabled us to do such things as we did the bicycle radio and safety program that was led by Corporal Garner, school resource by Chief Deputy Albin, Pay It Forward. Corporal Garner and I both took part in helping out with that in August. Then we do the annual trick-or-treat and fall party, and Sergeant Lynch and Corporal Gardner both did all the work on that. We all took part in it, but they headed up. Then the Christmas for Kids, Sergeant Lynch did. He headed that up, and that was a real success this year. And I'd just like to thank everybody for their support and the opportunity for us to serve the community and a way for memory to make this makes our community a better community working together. And wish everybody a happy new year. And thanks to you guys, the board, for your support and your help to help us do all we do, and Bill and Mary, on behalf of everybody. And the only other things I had that I told you about the other night was had two things that I'd like to bring up, that the computer upgrades with the programs we're having, and along with that, we're getting the there'll be a mapping program that's on there too that's with this. That we lost the one we had before, they'll make them quit working. So, and that's in progress, and hopefully within the next couple of weeks. That's, of course, when we do that stuff, then we lose a policeman because Albin's stuck doing the computer work for that week or two. And then I'd like to commend the fire department for their great job the other night. They guy that they brought back, and he's still at the hospital now, but they, you know, like I said the other day, we always hear about little things that's usually negative, but we very get to thank them for the job that they do, and they did a fabulous job. And I know when I called the hospital and checked on the guy next morning, and the nurse's comment, I probably won't get it right exactly verbatim, but said, I don't know what you guys did. I said, no, it wasn't you guys. I said, it was the fire department that did it. I said, but it's only because of their job, the job they did, that he's still alive. So I'd like to thank them for that job and commend them for that. That's all I have, unless any of you have questions.
And Happy New Year to you.
Well, thanks.
Make it a safer New Year.
Yes.
We're trying. And I left the door open, right?
Mike, was the light package that I'm seeing $36.95 for the new police car that we got?
That was everything. We ended up, we had to buy that new light. We had to get a new computer mount.
Right.
Yeah, that was everything. That was the total price for it.
And then down here that says siren equipment, final payment for the sirens. Is that part of that too?
That should have been radio.
No, I think that is it. $27.50.
Yes.
That's the sirens.
Oh, that's not us.
That's the tornado siren.
Oh, okay.
That check has been written, but it hasn't gone anywhere. I still have it.
All right, so we're still waiting on them to put that piece of equipment up there.
He was here today. I'll tell you about that.
Yeah. Go ahead, Bill.
Nothing much different than the other night, but I'll go through it real quick because some of them weren't here. But we worked on several sewer lines this last month, got them worked up and running. It seems like when weather's bad, different things happen. We rebuilt a lift station pump at Bay Ridge. That's up and running. We had a little challenge at the well field with our clay valve, which the clay valve is the valve that tells the pumps whether to run it to the ground storage or the elevated storage, and it wasn't running properly, so we had to work on that. So it's just technical, but it's just a big valve, and we had some problems with it, and we have problems with that stuff. The old Windsor building's been sold, it's up and running. Well, I don't know if they're totally up and running, but they're using it, and they're working out of that. We had several alarms this last month because of the cold weather. Like I said, our alarms has probes, and the probes get ice on them, and they put out what they call nuisance alarms. The system was working fine, but they kept sending signals and alarms, so... I'm just letting you know what happened. Reset all the lift station meters because they meter them annually to see how many hours the lift stations are running. So we reset them every January. Hermann's Park had some frozen pipes. Got those fixed and changed. And for the last several weeks, there's been a gas smell down there. It wasn't a burp.
It wasn't.
Mike told me it was a gas burp.
Well, no, that's what the gas company did when I called them out.
They found the leak today.
Really?
NIPSCO was out today and they fixed a gas leak down there, and it was down there by, we have a little lift station. It's just a small lift station, similar to what you're going to put in for the restrooms. It's right at the bottom of the hill, but it had nothing to do with the lift station, but there was a leak there from the gas line that goes back to the park. NIPSCO was here today and the clamps just came loose and they just had to dig it up and reseal. But there was a smell of gas.
It was intermittent.
Yeah, it was just
coming out of the ground.
Yeah, it was coming out of the ground, and people complained about it for the last, 2-3 weeks. I never smelled it, but other people
did. We went down there. Yeah. We checked all the meters. They called the gas company. The guy told me, the guy at the gas company says, does it come and it dissipate real quick? And I said, well, yeah. He said, well, it's just a gas burp. And I said, okay.
And they do that, too. You know, they do that in advance. But anyways, they found a gas leak. It was the right side of the lift station right there at that pole today. So NIPSCO was here to fix that today.
So will they charge us more money?
No. That's.
I mean, because of the gas.
No, we only didn't go through the meter. We only pay for just like water. You only pay for what goes through the meter.
Okay.
This was before the meter, Linda.
Okay.
This was on their line going to the meter.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, we got that fixed. Had a few weather challenges, obviously, and we know we plowed some snow and had a few hours with that. But you know, we honestly didn't use any salt during that cold weather because salt really don't work. So they just kept the roads plowed, and honestly, I think a freshly plowed road without salt on it is better than getting that slop out there.
But anyways, it works. Dan Bodette from Federal Sign, he was here again today. He called me this morning. He said, Bill, I'm going to come over today because I want to work on those signers before the signal comes out at 2 o'clock. So he called me about 9 o'clock this morning. He said, I had an hour and a half drive. So he got here about 11 or 11:30. Mike seen him. I talked to him this afternoon. He still don't have it fixed. He was not getting a signal. He changed the antenna on the east end and what he was going to do. And he said it's pretty sophisticated, but he said it takes a long time to do it. But he was going to reprogram that siren because it's getting a signal, reprogram this siren down here so that siren could send the signal to that siren and that siren would receive it.
Sounds good.
I don't know.
How does that hook in?
I'm talking over my head. I'm just telling you, it's all done with a computer.
How does that set off the...
At 3 o'clock this afternoon, it was not working yet, but he was still working on it.
But he knows that he's got
a problem, but he said, Bill, I haven't got it fixed yet, but he said, I'm still working on it.
Yes. How about the fire station, man? How's that going to get set off?
Well, that will be set off, too, but with that, if... If we get it work. But he said, I won't leave you set. They may end up putting a repeater in. He don't know that yet. He hadn't had it working yet, but he was here. Okay. He said, I will get it. Just let you know. Gave Mary the other day the humane shelter contract. We replaced the heater in the ferric building. The ferric building is that chemical building right behind the treatment plant. We use ferric in there to keep our pH down in our digester. And our. They removed all the Christmas decorations. Well, not here.
I was going to say, you said that on Tuesday.
That's Mary's problem.
Yes, you said that on Tuesday, and I'm looking out at Christmas decorations.
The wreaths on the poles. The wreaths on the poles, not this one. Bailey takes care of these.
Yeah.
They became denied. I had down here rezoning Grove's property, but you already approved that, so I don't need to talk about that. We're changing out one of the pumps in the digester. A couple months ago, they ordered a new flight, and he's coming in Friday, tomorrow, to put that in. That's a pump that goes in the digester, pumps it back to the beds. It's a transfer pump. And then you should have got the draft today. Glenn sent it over to Mary for the annexation of the Semeca property. Ken Jones called me tonight and said he wanted to know if we wanted him to be here tonight. I said, I don't think so, but I said, I think he was going to get that draft, so... They do want to expedite that, so I think you need to look at that. Mm-hmm. And probably on your special meeting on the 7th is when they would like to approve that for the first reading, if they can do that, because he's trying to expedite that to get that done within 90 days. So that's I knew Glenn wasn't going to be here, but that's what came for that.
He's not going to be here?
No, his daughter's not well.
Okay. So that's all I have, kids.
Any questions for Bill? Mary.
You all did get a copy of the agreements for your review before February 7th. Okay. I would like a motion to agree to pay the Humane Society. We pay them $4,000 a year for our contract with them. We've done that for now 4 or 5 years. And it's always the same amount, so I would like you to consider that.
I would make that motion, Mary.
I'll second it.
Motion's been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And Kathy, then I need your signature right in the center here where it says President Town Council.
Signature and printed, correct?
I think it says, isn't there a line underneath
it? Yeah, it says printed.
Yeah.
I bet they'll take your money anyways.
Yeah, I think so too. Even if I wrote it both times.
I have three, I think, or four. Three water bills that I need to request they be written off as the... This gentleman is deceased, and this gentleman paid the sewer, but he won't pay the water. It's only $11.59. But these two are Mr. Potterbaum that came to you and offered the property. He died about 2 weeks after he was here.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And I've sent these twice to his home, because I thought that's where Charlene was at, and they came back to me stating that no one was there. So...
what's the total?
Not much between the two of them. 73.43.
And that's just for Pot Bomb, or what about the other one? Was 11?
That one is 11.49. 84.72 is, and we have something new if you approve those.
Do you have a motion to write off the water bills?
Write them off.
I would second that.
It's been motioned and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
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 We have a paper now that requires. Requires signature, and then we'll keep that. And it, other than in the minutes, it's also in our.
This is on any write-offs that you do. So we need to. The department head, does Bill sign this, since it's part of the water?
I think just the town board, don't
it? It says department head signature also, so I was wondering.
Or Jill can sign it too.
Yes, oh, okay.
She's the one that kind of keeps track of that thing.
Whoops.
I'm going to lay this aside, but you know you have to have your little bit of your hearing for your redevelopment.
That's, I'll do that at the end.
Okay, yes. This is the agreement.
Yes.
Then this is for hiring Shannon Marks.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have.
Yeah, that'll be at the
okay.
After we adjourn, we'll do a separate meeting.
That's fine.
Short.
This is the these are the bills that you all probably got your docket. Are there any questions?
For the payables?
Yes.
There's two invoices on a windshield.
That's because they had two windows and I didn't know it. I paid one.
There's two of them.
Yeah. There were two bills, but I thought they were the same. Oh. So only paid the one bill, only to find out that there was another bill, exactly the same amount, for a second windshield.
Identical, two of them. They replaced both of them in 2002 Fords. They weren't broke, they were just rough from the leaves and the...
Yeah.
And they were really scratched, is what it was. That's what they told me. They could have got with them, but they wanted a new one. So they were 200 and some bucks a piece.
Yeah.
18.
And that's in the little red dump trucks?
Yeah, the mm-hmm. little red dump trucks, 2002 Fords.
Yeah.
And what it was, when you use them for the leaves, mostly the leaves, they scratch them because they run the wipers all the time with the dry mm-hmm. leaves on them. And the windshields are actually scratched. And that's what they were. They were foggy.
Yeah.
So we had them new ones put in. They come and asked me if they could do that. And they did. They did it supposedly out of last year's budget.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
There's the bills. Do you have any other questions, Ron, about any of the others?
No.
Do you have a motion to accept the bills?
I'll make a motion to accept the bills.
I'll second it.
Motion's made and seconded to accept the bills.
Aye.
As stated. Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Mary, did you get the two part-time people in the computer for payroll? Do you know?
I do not know.
Herself and Kill, I believe it was.
I don't know.
Would you ask her tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll write myself a note. She wasn't in?
Who, Jill?
In the computer?
She wasn't in and neither was Kill.
Okay. In computer, okay. There's the write-off. Do I have that write-off sheet back?
Not yet, it's laying on the
Okay, I'll leave this aside. Now then,
this
paper is just a paper of all the transfers that I had to do at the end of the year. We do every year to bring the appropriations from the red. And there's a lot of them, but you'll notice it totals zero.
That's the main point.
Did the computer do it?
I let the computer do it, Mike. Look at that paper. I have a step on my computer now that you can push a button and it does it automatically.
Does your general
instead
ledger,
of me taking up from this appropriation and putting it in this one, and then putting it in this
does
one.
Does your audit transfer?
It gets rather hairy.
It takes us a day to do that, just for...
Oh, yeah. You know, it's.
You don't have to tell which appropriation to take it out of?
Whatever there's funds in there.
It just takes it from any...
It knows which fund to take it from. Yeah, it's an automatic journal entry is what it is. They are slick.
Yeah.
You just make sure you do it at the right time.
And with the right date.
Yes, yes. And that was all for...
Believe me,
this year,
the right day.
End of this year. The month of December has been closed out on our books, on the town's books with the key budget program. And Jill closed out key billing today. We are preparing to do the annual report now, which is all done through the computer. It has to be uploaded, if I'm not mistaken. And we will probably start working on that.
Have we ever heard anything more about the budget? No, that the last...
For this year?
For this
for the
year.
New year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we finished that. Sorry.
Yeah, because we cut the cemetery, or we...
Cut, yeah.
We argued.
We took it off.
Cutting the, yeah.
Yeah, we cut it down not very much.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, I forget, completely forgot about that.
And Linda, as soon as I get it into the computer, I'll make you a copy.
Thank
of it,
you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't think, other than February the 7th, the day of the meeting, I called HR and the gentleman or the woman with the company will be here at 1 o'clock to go through the manuals. So have your manuals reviewed and marked, and I don't think they expect it to be a final thing.
No.
But...
That's the 7th of February?
Yes.
They're going to start at 1, then we're going to stop at 3 for the special meeting, and if need be, then we'll start in again, because he is from, well, he comes sometimes from Portage, but he lives down south.
Come by Indianapolis.
Second, it's not going to be a problem for any of you at 1 o'clock on Friday.
Yeah, Ron, you were the
I knew that.
Shouldn't be a problem.
February 7th, right?
Yes. The same day we were planning on the 3 o'clock meeting.
Friday?
She said that the guy called and wanted to come at 1.
Yeah, it is a Friday. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Because I'm going to Chicago that night after we have that 3 o'clock meeting.
44 years.
Yeah, I can do that.
I'll be back for a week.
All right. Consensus, we can do that at 1 o'clock.
And I did tell them that maybe we would have lunch here because he drives. He drives an hour and a half to 2 hours to get here if he's coming from there that day. And he just had a brand new grandchild. And so I didn't get to talk to him. I got to talk to the lady that works there also.
Yeah,
he'll be
she
here
wasn't sure. She said it might be both of them.
Somebody will be here at 1.
Or did I just lay this here?
I think you just laid that one there.
I don't think I have anything else. Oh, one other little item. I got a resolution from Glenn today about putting another member on the board. He knew that I was kind of anxious to see that happen. And I, pardon me, I called the head of the election placing Goshen, he called me back today to give me information that I'd asked for, only to tell me that he hadn't had time to get it. So he wants me to call the legal staff at IAC, which I can do. We pay a nice membership for that. We might as well use their staff and find out just what Glenn thinks that we can get a resolution put together and have it enough time to get it on the ballot, possibly even before the primary.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But it's something I got to stay with. I can't just...
Right. So we'll discuss it at the work session and possibly...
Maybe even the 7th.
Mm-hmm.
That will be a stated meeting, I think. Because it's a confirmatory hearing.
Mm-hmm. All right, put that down. Any other questions for Mary? All right, and since Glenn's not here, Floyd, do you have anything?
Let me get that. Just wanted to discuss the other night. I'm going to take discuss our comp time, take a vote on that, what we want to do. The personal day for the birthday,
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want you want to do about comp time. We want to
I
try
have
that.
A proposal I'd like to make on that.
She wants to initial that.
You guys need to initial that transfer thing.
Top, bottom?
Anywhere. Right, just so it's, I keep it then.
Okay, that's only things I, that's all I had, Kathy.
Well, you want to discuss the birthday issue at this point?
Yeah, we pretty much made our mind up what we were going to do with that. We just got to take a vote on it, I think.
What are we going to do with
give up the birthday for extra
personal day? Change it from a holiday to a personal day is what he's proposing.
Right.
I'm agreeing with that as long as we that isn't. And that, the new manual will cover that. Because it already covers the 3 days, so it'll just be 4 days instead
correct.
Of 3 days.
Correct.
Yes.
And it still said the three only maximum of 3 days.
On in the book. In the book.
In the book. Yeah,
yeah, right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll also take the birthday off of the book.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
If you do that tonight, I would ask that we would do a letter to all the employees so they know right away, because it's going to be a while for the manuals done, but so they know right away that they're not going to, the birthdays are done. And it'll
regardless
be
of whether we accept right. that manual or not, then.
Yeah.
Yes,
yes, yes. It will. It,
well, we're going to accept the manual, but we'll
I
have it in there.
But I mean,
want.
It don't depend on when
no.
that
right, right,
effect.
Right, right.
I would make that motion that we do that. Or did you make a motion?
No,
I would make the motion that we change the birthdays to the personal days.
I'll second
you. So we're going to remove the holiday. Remove the birthday as a holiday and add an additional personal day.
Correct.
Right, which
so
gives them then
four personal days.
And you earn one each quarter.
Without their birthday.
I said four personal days and no birthday.
Yeah.
And
no,
you're going to earn that one each quarter, right?
Right.
Earn one each quarter and a maximum of three on the books to be carried over
one
at any time.
Each quarter.
Once you earn it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No more
than three at a time.
Then 3X.
And write them a note and put it in their paychecks when they get it.
Yeah.
You do that.
Right. So everybody has that. And
unless anybody has a birthday between now and their paycheck.
Uh-huh. But it's okay. Well, don't worry about it. I don't think we're going to leave days.
That's all you guys. Don't really.
If they do their birthday, it'll be a personal day.
February?
January.
Oh, well, you're past it.
Yeah. But I didn't take
all right.
Holiday.
It's been moved and seconded that we accept the motion to change the birthday from a holiday to a personal day. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Who seconded it? I know you first did. Albert?
Do what?
Kathy seconded it.
Kathy seconded it.
No, anything else? Okay. Ron?
Well, the lawyer's not here, so I guess I'd be wasting my time. But I want to bring it to your attention. You were here Tuesday, and you heard what Ken Jones had to say. I kind of feel like Glenn threw us under the bus, us as a council.
On
the issue of the annexation out here
yes.
on the Smeka property.
Yes.
You heard what he had to say, and he quoted from the email that he received from Glenn that we weren't necessarily that concerned about annexation out there. And I pulled up, and we all have all this stuff. Jeffrey Smeka has retained JPR to assist him in preparing annexation rezoning petitions for his land. We plan to submit the rezoning request to the county planning in October for the November Plan Commission. The annexation petition will be submitted to the town for their consideration at the regular council meeting in October. October, people.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we are now, and nothing's been done on it.
But Glenn and Ken Jones were supposed to work in connection with that. And then when Glenn gave him back that, Ken should have got back with him or come to us and said, hey, what are you going to do now?
Okay.
So I think it falls between him
well,
and Glenn.
Here's the deal, though. Here's the
not
deal.
Not just one of them.
I'm not picking on our attorney. and I respect the man. But here's the deal. Ken stood there and apologized and said, obviously, I should have been in closer contact with him. I trusted that he was taking care of the legal end of this.
Their communication should have been better.
And Glenn sat right here in the room Tuesday night and said, I need a legal description on County Road 23. And he already has, according to Ken, already has that information.
He didn't have, there was something he didn't have on that one corner or something. What was that, Bill? He told you what it was.
He wasn't sure if the annexation property is going to go on the north or the south side of County Road 10. Well, the annexation proposal takes in all of County Road 10 and all of Maple Street because the county don't want anything to do with those streets. They want that all to be in the town of Bristol.
Right.
So the annexation runs right on the south side of 10, right on the west side of 23. So it takes in all of that.
So the old property is going to be in town then?
No. The street will, but they're going to get rid of that corner where the house is at. That's still going to be that corner where Dale's house is not in that annexation. It's 45 point some odd acres.
Glenn also sat here and said, you people need to decide what I'm doing because I'm only one person. I can only do one thing at a time. You know, this town pays the fees that are charged for his services. And I understand his personal agenda is more than just a challenge. But if the man needs help, and he sat here and said, oh, I can get another attorney involved and it's going to cost you, it'll cost a lot of money, you know, don't be afraid to ask for help. Mm-hmm. And that's all I got to say about him is don't be afraid to ask for help. And if he needs to put a couple of paralegals on this situation with himself and it costs us a little more money, we're better off down the road than what we stand to lose out there if we do nothing.
I agree.
And I think what Ken Jones presented to us pretty much tells us you're not going to open a road until you're annexed, and we knew that from the very beginning.
I think this resolution you have right here for annexation, I think that will start the ball. And if we, and I talked to Ken tonight, and I think if we can have the meeting on the 7th, and then if we, we'll have to have a 30-day hearing for remonstration, but if you can go, and I told Ken, I think if you can waive the second, go on the third, you can still be done by the end of April, 1st of May.
Well,
he said that'll be fine, he thinks, if we can get it done in April, because they probably won't finish the road until in April sometime.
And Mary, you mentioned it's like 20 days?
You have to hear, I think it's 30, there's, I think you have to I have a month.
However, if, look in the IAC manual, if,
sure,
you have,
sure.
If you have 100% cooperation from the property owners, and Jeff Smeka is the entire property owner, you can do it in 20 days. And then it's still 60 days out, you know.
Yeah, it would still be for around
we're still
April.
Looking at 90 days.
And that will be okay probably because it'll probably be April before. And the reason I say that is probably that time before they open their plan up to asphalt it.
I just want to impress on all of us how important it is that we all get the message to the attorney because I don't want him to think that I'm singling him out and picking on him. I like Glenn. He and I have had several conversations on the telephone about different matters, and he's called me to discuss things with me. So I don't have a beef with the guy, but... Mm-hmm. I was a little beside myself when we got that presentation Tuesday night.
Well, I personally will be calling him and making sure that we've got all the ducks in the row because what I'd like to do is make sure that when we start something, we get it done in a timely manner and not put it off from month to month to month like some things have been. And so, you know, get it done, get it over with, and move to the next project. That's what we
need
to do.
Because we have an annexation that's going to happen out here, too.
I know.
You know, and I've got...
And so what I plan on doing is I will get in touch with Glenn periodically and check on progress.
Do I need to loan you my life to stop that?
And
no,
I do
no, I'll go over and personally see him.
I think most of this is on target out here. The biggest challenge we're going to have out here, I think, is getting, we'll have to get the well field in, get the right-of-ways in, and then getting electric to them. So that's going to be a little bit of a challenge out there. And I have not called NIPSCO yet to get, because I wasn't sure where we're going to go with the right-of-way, but I need to call NIPSCO to get power to it. Sometimes that might be 60 or 90 days to get power back there. And
so,
I have not called him yet because I don't know exactly where we're going to be.
Well, that is my aim, that once we start something, we make sure that we can see it through in the shortest period of time we can so we can move on to the next thing because there's so many things that...
Things back up if you don't.
Yeah, they back up or they last a year and a half like a siren.
I had one question for Bill while we're on this subject. Did you get a chance to get out there and look whether there's enough room between
there's
the
There's
30 building?
Feet. I went out and checked it today.
There is 30
today
feet?
Yes, there is 30 feet.
So there probably is enough room there
I
to
think
run
so.
That pipeline straight.
I went out and measured it. And from her buildings to the property line is 30 feet. However, there's some overhanging trees that put your, most of them are hedge, Osage orange, and ought to be trimmed. But I haven't talked to the excavator or anything, but I think you could put it right down the middle.
Okay.
Would give you almost 15 feet both
Sounds
directions,
great.
Which I think we have to have a 5-foot setback and it'll keep us at least 10 feet away from their building.
Mm-hmm.
And then Glenn will have to do the legal on that. And she's willing to do it. I talked to Chris. She said, I don't have a problem with it if there's enough room.
Okay.
She didn't really want the road there, and I don't either. It's too close for the road.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We put the plumbing in the ground, you'll never know it's there.
Great.
Cool.
Ron, did you have anything else?
I think that's it. Other well, I was. He just answered the question. Everything's on schedule out here for the annexation.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, what I mean, I think so. Yes, it's all been proposed. It's all been started. They've had the first hearing on it, and the annexation is moving forward out there.
Okay.
And the, where Satellite's going to build, all of that except that little 100-foot strip over there is already in the town. So that don't have to be annexed for Satellite. They're on target.
Right.
There's 4 acres up there that's not in town, but that's just going to be their recreational area.
Bill, is this annexation on Commerce Drive?
It's what they call Bristol Park for Industry. And it'll be actually on the east end of Commerce Drive, and it'll go clear over past County Road 29. It's the Blakesley property. That's what they call that. Bristol Park for Industry, the Blakesley Park.
Off of Commerce.
It'd be east end of Commerce Drive, and then Commerce Drive, when it's all done, will be extended over to 29, and that'll be Commerce Drive also. But it stops right now about 600 feet in from the end of Commerce Drive. That's where it stops right now. And then that road will go right up through their woods and comes right out over on 29 at the next woods. It's going to be a nice drive back through there, nice, curvy drive.
Okay. Delbert?
It's going to be very nice.
Okay. What I would like to propose is that the current comp time we have on the books, we pay off and start everybody with zero comp time in January, or whenever the books work for it to pay off. And then I would like for Mary, and I'll put this all in the motion shortly, but for Mary to give us a printout every month on how much comp time has been built up during that month. And then this is also going to include the proposal to hire a third person at the treatment plant. And what I'd like to see is that we use the printouts that Mary gives us, and I'll show you in a minute what they'll be, as something to base our decision on. We now have proof we need more help because we can't make it work. We'll give it 90 days, 3 months, and then take a look, review it at the end of that time, but we'll get a printout every month on where we're at on it. And then we can make a better educated decision on whether we need another person or whether we can do it with what we got. And that's on that part of it, but it'll give you 90 days as well to see how it works for you. If we start fresh.
Yeah. Well, we've been doing that. We started, well, we have some carryover yet, but there's not.
Well, but this will pay everybody off. And the cost of paying everybody off that's still on the books as of yesterday, I believe, it would be $6,528.25. That's real close, within a few dollars.
It depends on whether there has been any accumulated since the last pay period.
And where we want to stop the, you know, where you want to start it, pay up to. And that does not include a figure for Mr. Swallow. Are you on it? Are you expecting a paycheck? Okay.
I never until we got this program, I never claimed time and a half of the program gives it to me. I've never done that.
This is the kind of a printout we would get. Like that. Give everybody's
That's the new program we have.
Right. But we would get that every month, and we as a board then can track what's going on, give us a little time to get some solid data, and go from there.
Well, I know at the work session you suggested 30 days, and that's why And now you're suggesting 90?
Well, that was before I came up with this payoff. Because in 30 days, you're not going to have enough track record on how much overtime we've actually got to make any solid, good judgment.
Well, I was thinking, you know, when you said 30 days, we could always go back the past 60 days and pull up records from that.
That's deal what did not include paying everything off.
I see.
And so this deal now pays everything off and starts every department at zero for comp time for the year. But that will give us, 90 days worth of records on where we're at, which would be, we would review this then at the April meeting, and we would have some paperwork that says we either did it or we didn't do it. Mm-hmm. We're able to keep the comp time down, or we're not. And then we have to look at if we're not keeping it down, do we need to hire another person? Do we need to whatever. Mm-hmm. But it gives us some track record to work with. And at this point, I'd like to make that motion. I don't know whether you have all of that down, Mary.
Got that you propose that comp time be paid off as of whatever that date is.
Right.
Print out monthly for 3 months to evaluate comp time.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then what?
Well, we have to make a decision at that time.
It will be discussed and a decision will be made at that time.
Exactly. This shall come up in April.
Does not take into effect the recommendation in the new handbook that it be only 12 hours and has to be used in 30 days?
Well,
that should be the guideline that should be used.
And once you get everybody paid off and they start off fresh, there shouldn't be any problem with that.
No.
We all have the draft here for the handbook, mm-hmm. and we know what the guidelines are in that, and hopefully departments will be run in a way that's consistent with that guideline.
Even though we haven't adopted that book, that should be.
And if we need to put that in tonight, but that's then affecting something that should be brought in when the book comes in, I think. We could do it. But I didn't know whether we wanted to do that or not when in the proposal that I'm making for tonight.
That's going to cause a problem for our department during homecoming because we work 18-hour days a lot of time for those 3 days.
The exception can be for special event.
Or if you have a homicide or something like that, there are times. I mean, there's going to be exceptions.
We understand that, but we're tracking. And if there's anything abnormal about the reason that there's overtime there, write us a note on it so that we understand where the overtime's coming from and why it's coming.
We'll know that.
Yeah, you'll know.
If there was, we just had this thing happen out at Martin's. If that happened here at Harding's, then we know you guys are going to be on a case, and there's going to be a lot of man hours that go into it.
Well,
just like it did on the murder that happened down there at the apartments. So.
And it's no different than the snowplow. It's the same issue.
But it does give you a little leeway. There's 12 hours that you can bank, but not more than that. And so I would suggest that the managers try to follow what's in the new manual because you lose nothing until you get to the new manual anyway to do that. And if you're already working with that, then, But that's what I think we need is some solid figures.
I think 90 days of 2014 would be a good barometer for what we're trying to accomplish here.
I do too.
Which would be the April meeting, yes.
Okay. And you will evaluate what the comp time is and decide to keep at the manuals.
Decide what action to take,
Okay.
Whether to change the action except or,
I think that the way it's written in the new manual, what I read, is a good way to handle comp time.
Is it 12 hours and 30 days or 12 hours in 1 week? I mean, if you accumulate 12 hours, you have to take it in the first month or first pay period?
It's 12 hours in the books.
Okay, so you
all you can have on the books. Yeah.
That's fine.
To be used in 30 days, isn't it?
Well, I was looking for that this afternoon, and I didn't find what that is.
I'm not going to say because I don't remember. I just glanced at it. I haven't gone through that section yet.
I don't want to throw a monkey wrench in your appropriation or your proposal, but how are you going to pay your two maintenance guys overtime when they don't have any money to be paid with?
The who? Oh, the two, the street department guys? They don't have a whole lot of time to be paid on here, Mary.
But there's no appropriation to pay them for in any fund.
The only one that's got a fund for overtime is yours.
And the utilities, that's not a problem because that's not an appropriated money.
That comes out of water anyway.
I think they're both about 400. The, I think Love is 4 and Wendell is 2 something.
Hours? I mean,
no,
not
dollars.
How many hours do they have?
Well, 43 for Dave, and Wendell is...
43 hours?
$43.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say it couldn't be 43 hours. Because they were almost...
No, it's not dollars either.
That's $432. Yes, yes,
$432.13 is what he's got.
Yeah, where's the other one? I'm not
seeing. Bond.
Oh, that's right.
$467.
So you're talking $800 for the... $900 for the two of them.
And you're saying for those two, there's no...
See, within the budgets that they get paid in, street, park, and cemetery, we don't have an appropriation for overtime.
For overtime.
They've never gotten it.
So how many hours does that come up for each one of them?
For those two?
Yes.
Twenty-two and twenty. Yeah. You're talking less than 50 hours between the two of them.
And most of them probably come about a week ago.
Yeah.
Because they did. They came in and worked Saturday and Sunday, and I think one day they had 12 hours.
Well, I...
That might happen again Saturday.
Possibility.
I don't know at this point, Mary, but they're the only two that you don't have a way of taking care of that at this point. Well, at the risk of being smart, let's take it out of the rainy day fund.
No, you can't.
I know that. But that's our standard fund.
I don't know how
I'm just kidding.
Part-time help. You could probably take $800 out of part-time, but I know we always about run over on part-time by the end of the year, too. Because we have money appropriated on part-time. Last year we ran, you know, we had Renfro, and well, he only worked a couple of days, but part-time help for mowing takes most of it by the end of the year. I understand that.
And this is part of the reason that we want to do this, is because police department's the only one that has the fund, and the guys have usually taken the time without being paid.
I agree.
And that's why we don't have... We're all afraid of, you know, at the end of the year, everybody gets paid. There's no money allocated for that compensation.
Well, in the spring or in June or whatever, when we do budgets for 2015.
We can do a fund.
You need to establish an appropriation for overtime like mm-hmm. Mike has.
Right. And at this point, we don't have that.
No.
But I think on our street department, we should have it because this time of year. I mean, spring, summer, and fall.
Mm-hmm.
But so they never, Ron, they never got a check. They got TC time, but they always took the TC.
They
never got paid
right.
for it.
So but the problem with the TC time is one guy takes it and the other guy just accumulates more. And then when he takes his, it's you're never going to win that battle.
I agree. But right now they're sitting on about 20 hours each. I could probably work some of that out as long as the weather stays nice. That's only 2.5 days.
How we work that out isn't my big concern.
No, but I'm just
tonight.
Saying I could probably
we
get
can either go either way.
Have to take a couple of days off, or if you want to give them a check, we could probably take it out of part time right now, I imagine, and get rid of it. But I know we're always at the end of the year we're running out of part time money too. I know that also.
Well, then let's plan on this 2015 budget to put an overtime appropriation in there.
I think we talked about putting a new fund in there
for
overtime so that it could be paid, not accumulative, but
right.
when needed.
Yeah.
And just in case somebody comes in and says, you know, I want my overtime. It does, Delbert, it does matter as far as what we're going to do with that because the motion was made to pay them all.
Right.
But
I meant as far as where the money comes from or whatever we have to do if we're going to do that.
Right. But at this time, would it be possible, I mean, is this, I don't know if it'd be okay with the maintenance department, if we went ahead and took care of the other ones and then allowed these gentlemen, if they can, to take the time.
Well, the reason I put everybody in there is because I was trying to treat everybody fair and the same. But if there isn't money, then that's an issue we have to take care of.
I didn't think about part-time appropriations. And I would think we could do 400 from one and 400 from another. Because there's over $4,000 in each fund, park, cemetery, and
all we have to do is walk over extra help in the summertime for one pay period, and we'd have it.
Can you go back and ask for? Right. Couldn't you go back and ask for more money for that later on? I mean, just ask for.
Well, you could just do an additional appropriation.
I mean, you got. I mean, you're not gonna need that. You've got.
Not till.
You got lots of months to get that done. So.
Okay, so if you feel it's possible, then.
I will do it. I will probably be told, "Don't do it again."
We won't have to.
that is the purpose of this to find out, because in April. If we've already run up a lot of overtime, we need to know that and where it's coming from and why. And so go ahead.
I interrupted you. Go ahead.
I'm just saying this is just a temporary deal. We don't plan to do this again. So.
Well, we're not talking $4,000. We're talking $400 apiece. Mm-hmm. So, if we could go ahead and do it that way. Now, we had a motion to go ahead and accept this. Did we not?
First, I have that he proposed this.
Oh, now,
do you want to put that in the motion?
Will. Yeah, I will make that as a motion.
Go ahead, Kat.
You can second.
I'll second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded that we go ahead with the proposal. With the proposal to go ahead and pay the comp time that is coming. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? I eyed that too, by the way. Anything else, Delbert?
One other thing. This came up back when we did our, salary ordinance. In December, about whether we were going to keep Jill on part-time and put her on 28 hours, because 30 hours could put her on full-time with the new health regs and all of that.
I thought we had to let that ride out this year because Obamacare didn't affect us.
And I don't care if that's the way it is. Is it going to affect us this year? We don't have to do that for this year.
It won't affect her at all because open enrollment for insurance is over, and she denied it, and therefore she doesn't get it.
Okay, well.
That's what the fear is, right? That she'll want insurance.
That's the big thing.
I checked with the insurance man. He says she can't get it now.
Okay. But in December, I was told we'll do that in we can do that in January. Well, that's why I brought it up tonight. But if we don't need to worry about it this year, let's don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay,
that's all I have.
Well, the only things I have are what you guys have already brought up. One was the comp time. I do want to let you know, Bill, that there's the street light. I think it's at the corner of Illinois. It's one of those that go off and come back on. I don't know what causes that.
Usually a sensor.
There's one on St. Joe.
There's one right out here.
Supervisor. Huh?
Yeah, but
that's been reported. I don't know how many times there.
Yeah, but that's not our light.
We're talking the decorative street lights.
He says one on St. Joe.
Oh, you know what? It's not decorative light on our street. That's an IPSCO.
That's an IPSCO. The one she's talking about is Illinois.
Yeah, it's 120 in Illinois.
Sorry, I was
walking past there the other night when it was really, really dark, right, and all of a sudden the light went out. I'm going,
well, the bridge does that all the time.
Yeah, there's some on the bridge.
Off. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a sensor.
That's what this is.
But I have Dave look at it.
All right.
Yeah, Illinois 120.
This is our new.
You know what they said once is the weather makes those sensors dirty.
Well, I think it probably does. The eye gets dirty.
I have nothing else. We will have to, as soon as we adjourn this meeting, we're going to have maybe a five-minute meeting to elect the officers of the, okay, give me the proper name for the committee.
Bristol Redevelopment
Committee.
Something like that. I just need a few more papers over here.
I'm going to tell the guys, when was that effective? That comp time you're going to pay them off as of what? January what? The reason I'm going to tell them that is because we're not going to get any more comp time.
The next pay period.
No, I think January 4th. Because the new pay period started on the 5th.
The hours she provided to me were as of the 4th.
We're going to pay them off as the 4th, so what they've accumulated between the 4th and now, we're going to
allow
them.
And that's what we didn't have a clue.
You can use those.
I'm going to tell them we're not going to have any more comp time.
Well, you should be able to use any kind of time that's long.
Are you going to be down there filling in, are you?
So they get paid for half of their lunch.
And I mean,
they get an hour.
They ought to be able to schedule themselves.
I agree with that, but I think we can. Once we get rid of this load, if they're taking off all the time, they won't have any reason to take off. They'll have their vacation and personal days. That's all they're going to have.
Just like any other employee.
I agree. I think once we clean that up.
Kathy, your meeting next month, 18th and 20th.
Right.
I'm looking for. Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to, if I may, I wanted to finish. Ron asked a question, and I never got to finish answering.
Oh, I'm sorry.
on that, the money for the car, that was a little more than we expected because of that light bar. I remember if you told that. But just so you know that, I should tell you that, that money is paid out of the non-reverting fund that we have. That's not tax monies. Just so you know that all
I was just curious about it.
Yeah, I understand, but I want you to know that that's not tax funds. That's
the $23,000 was the cost of the car, and then they said
the $22,500, and then that was the setup, and then we had some of the stuff that we thought was going to work from the other car didn't work.
I remember you saying that wasn't compatible, and
the non-reverting fund. That's a fund that we get every 6 months now again. We didn't for 2 years, but we get that from the courts about $9,000 every 6 months, and that goes into non-reverting fund, so we can use only for equipment. So I just want to make that clarification for you.
Okay, our next work session will be February 18th at 7 o'clock, and our regular town board meeting will be February 20th at 7 o'clock. And as mentioned, we do have a special meeting February 7th at 3.
That's a work the meeting starts at 3. But
the meeting
is 1.
The special meeting starts at 3.
That's a hearing.
But we're that's going to have a small session with the other people.
That if you
at 1 o'clock is anything.
Board members February 7th. That's here at Town Hall.
Declaratory, and this will be the confirmation.
Not for a workshop, I wouldn't believe.
That will be for the.
I'm going to have to check on that. Well, I will check on that tomorrow.
And I'm not sure on that either, but you just don't want to.
Well, that's what I'm thinking because, I mean, look at all the board members went to Shipshawana for that thing, yes. and we were and all together, and it wasn't a special meeting.
The IAC manual says you can for special things.
Yeah, this will be more of a workshop than anything else.
But it would be easy to advertise it if you had a
busy meeting.
Oh, sure. It would be
probably
with
you. Will be, yes.
Do I ever hear a motion?
I make a motion. During the meeting.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Now I'd like to Floyd doing this.
I was just asking the question.
I would like to call to order the meeting. Well, actually, I am not the president. You need to call it to order.
For the Economic Redevelopment Commission will have its annual meeting for the purpose of appointing officers. And you have to have a five-person board. And last year, I believe they were Kathy Burt, Delta Stock, Ron Norman, Floyd Lynch, and Bill Richards, and I imagine it'll probably stay the same. But it is, it's more or less a formality, and you just have to have an election, and you have to have that for if we ever get TIF money. We've gotten a few dollars in TIF, but most of it we haven't gotten because the last several years revenue's been off because there hasn't been any growth. But I think that's going to change drastically in the next few years. If things happen the way I think it's going to happen, I think you'll see some difference.
Well, we get it, but they take it back.
Well, the reason for that is that the area that we had most of it in hadn't had much growth, but I think you'll see a lot more growth and revenues, especially once this Semeca property's annexed and this Blakesley property's annexed. I put some numbers together the other day, and I don't want to tell you what I came up with because I don't want it in the paper, but it's not going to be a bad situation for Bristol.
It's good.
Mary, do we at this point, do we just accept the, I don't want to say nomination, we accept the appointment?
Well, I think somebody should nominate the president.
Well, yeah, but I wanted to make sure that we can't nominate a president if we're not on the board yet. So we have to accept the appointment.
Okay.
Okay. Do each of you accept the appointment?
I'll accept.
Okay. Now, nomination of Bill for...
I'd make a motion that we nominate Bill Wietrich to continue on as president of the Redevelopment Council.
Second.
And I say, okay.
And like I say, so far there's been very little, but I do see that changing.
Okay. Now, do you accept the appointment before can become a president? You have to be on the board. Okay. Now that we
now
got on ducks.
Back over to him.
Now, wait a minute. Now we got the ducks in a row. We have to.
You're going to have to. What do you? What?
We need to vote.
Oh, yeah. Have a vote on what you do.
Aye.
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 I already have that.
I know. Let's follow orders here.
And then did you say you needed a motion to hire Shannon Marks, Mary?
I have an agreement.
Agreement for Shannon Marks. Shannon Marks, by the way, she helped us to originate our redevelopment commission, and she is an employee of the city of Goshen, and that's what she does for the city of Goshen, and she does a fine job. But she had to get permission from her...
employer.
Their bosses or whatever to do that, and they were able to let her do that. We have to pay her a fee, and when we're paying her a fee to do that, she won't be getting paid from the city of Goshen to do that, but she is their legal representation for their economic development. So that's how we got in touch with Shannon Marks.
And that has to do with creating the TIF for the new area out
that's
there.
True.
With her expertise.
And she knows how to do it.
Okay.
It needs Kathy's signature.
Okay, we'll get it.
Okay, then you can call for a moment.
Okay.
You know, this will have to go into the book that Glenn has.
Right, exactly.
So I'll have to write that up for him because it's not in my minutes.
So
Would this be my signature? Because it says Town of Bristol.
Oh, it says President.
Yes,
Friday
that's Bill.
Yes. I'm sorry.
And then it says Secretary, so that's...
Who is that?
I don't remember.
It was Ann, wasn't it?
I don't remember who we did. We'll make Kathy secretary. There won't be much to talk, Kathy. We'll make
always a girl, isn't it? Always the women get to be secretary.
Well, you're
right, Linda.
You make coffee too, right?
I don't like coffee. I can make it, but I don't drink it.
You don't drink coffee?
Bad for you. Give me a big bottle of Pepsi.
Pepsi, nectar
that's
of life.
Worse than coffee.
That's worse than coffee. You can
ask for motion to
adjourn.
No, it doesn't go to me. Oh, I'm secretary.
Secretary. And if I would ask for a motion to adjourn, because the meeting of the Economic Development has appointed their people in their offices for 2014.
I would make the motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
No in favor?
Aye.
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 We're in favor.
Good. All in favor.
Yeah.
Now, can I ask a question?
Sure.
If all of you guys on the board went to the St. John's dinner?
Yes.
Can you do that?
Yes.
Yes.
They've done it.
You can go to social events.
No, we didn't. We were close.
You can go to social events as a board. You just can't discuss business. And there's different, like Christmas parties. You can all go to a Christmas party, or you can go to a Thanksgiving dinner.
A work session. Not a work session, but a work.
And we usually don't set together
shop.
Anyway.
A workshop type thing.
But you're entitled to go to public, public affairs. It's so different from going to whatever.
Oh.
So you're allowed to do that.
January?
Yeah. Yeah. She's saying so you have
yes, the 26th of January. This Saturday.
Saturday.
I don't know what. I don't know if
she said, could everybody go to a
spaghetti?
Which church is it?
St. John's. The big old, the historic one at the end of the town.
The old white one there.
Usually the Masonic.
It's 5 to 7. 5 to 7 at St. John's.
Usually the Masonic Except in March. Well, no, I'm not sure about March. Eastern Star has a dinner every month on the third Saturday. Where? The only at the Masonic Temple. And the Masons then are going to do March because they always have corned beef and cabbage for St. Patty's Day. But the third Saturday in each month is a the Eastern Star does a dinner.
And every Saturday the American Legion does a dinner.
Yeah.
I think we're going to start charging them when the sign is working. They want to pay to...
Well,
it's free publicity, and you don't get free publicity.
Oh, I do all the publicity for the Eastern Star, but...
This town needs to get together, and everybody needs to be citizens, and everybody needs to go to things.
And let's remember that the Legion hosted the police. They hosted the police and the children for Christmas shopping. I don't think they charged anything for that.
And not only that, Ron, they gave us a nice donation, too.
They give a nice, they give several donations.
I was joking, because they call every week.
I like the